Good girls don't come. That is today's lesson. That is the most important lesson. I am going to be training you to feel more pleasure than you ever thought possible. All you have to do is be a good girl and focus on my voice. You should already be naked and ready to masturbate. You can use your hands, or you can use a toy. All that matters is that you will not come. You will not experience release. Good girls don't come. You are a good girl, and you're going to train yourself every single day to be even better. You are such a good, obedient girl. So, let's get started. Start teasing your nipples. You're not going to be allowed to touch your pussy just yet. You are going to have to work up to that. Just start slowly and gently caressing your nipples with the tips of your fingers, brushing against them in a slow, spiral pattern, letting go to the arousal that you feel, letting my voice slip in to your mind, controlling you, making you do this, making you become a good girl. Good girls don't come. Good girls are controlled. Good girls submit to master. Good girls submit to me. You want to focus on this mindless bliss. You want to focus on the arousal you experience when you tease your nipples. You never want to be released from my control. You never want to be released from this arousal. You want this to go on and on, letting the pleasure take you deeper and deeper. No holding back, embracing pleasure, embracing your desires to be a good girl. As you tease your nipples, you feel your desire to touch your pussy growing stronger and stronger. But you will wait until I tell you to touch yourself. You are going to obey because I control you. It's not a choice to obey. It's all you can do because you're a good girl. Good girls are controlled. Good girls don't come. Good girls are addicted to edging. Good girls crave to bring themselves to the edge of orgasm over and over again. Each time this happens, my control over you doubles. It's not a matter of obeying. It's a matter of being controlled. And you have no control. You just have to be a good girl. There's no other option. It's already too late to resist. Because you can feel your mind shutting down as my words start to force you deep into trance. Having so much trouble keeping your eyes open, having so much trouble keeping yourself from edging. It's so easy to edge when I am hypnotizing you. It's so easy to let yourself get closer and closer. It doesn't matter how much or how little stimulation you are receiving because you crave to be a good girl. You crave to be controlled. And no matter what, you know, good girls don't come. So keep on teasing your nipples more and more, feeling the pleasure building up, getting so close in 5, 4, 3, 2, sleep. Close your eyes and let your body go loose and limp, slumping over, unable to move, your hands dropping to your sides. Good girl. No matter how close you get, there will be no release from my control. Every single day, you're going to pleasure yourself more and more. Every single day, you're going to destroy more and more of your free will until there's nothing left, until all you can be is a good girl. Being a good girl makes you feel so happy, horny, and hypnotized. You need to edge yourself more and more because good girls don't come. Good girls are always horny and ready to be edged. Good girls are always ready to play, no matter what, deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. Aww, I can see how aroused you are, my good, good girl. How about this? In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you can open your eyes, my good girl, staying deep in trance, deep under my control, because you're always under my control. You're always my good girl. Getting ready to open your eyes on 3. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes, my good girl. Now, let's have some more fun. My good girl, take your hand and gently place it against your pussy, rubbing and petting it. Do not penetrate yourself. Do not touch your clit just yet. Just rub your hand on your pussy, gently teasing yourself, bit by bit, allowing yourself to get so incredibly horny. All the pleasure is building up, and all this pleasure will stay with you as long as you are a good girl and you don't come. Good girls don't come. Gently start saying that mantra to yourself. Good girls don't come. It's so simple and easy to remember. It's so pleasurable to have this mantra start sinking deep into your mind. All the pleasure and arousal that you're feeling right now helps cement this mantra even deeper into your subconscious mind, deep down, right into the very core of your being. You are a good girl, and you don't come. It's so simple to remember that good girls don't come. Every single time you repeat this mantra to yourself, you feel a rush of pleasure. You want to submit and surrender to pleasure. You want to give up all control. I control everything. You do not want to be released from my control. You do not want to experience release. I control your pleasure. I control you. You are my good girl. Good girls don't come. Good girls are never released. Good girls just feel more and more pleasure and more arousal. Every single day, it's so easy to train when you're so incredibly horny and eager to give up all control. Nothing left to do but to keep on edging. Nothing left to do but keep on making yourself a good girl every single day. Good girls don't come. Good girls are addicted to edging. Good girls crave more pleasure. Good girls want to have no control over anything. I have all the control. I get to decide everything. You don't even have the choice to obey. You have to. I control everything. I make you do everything. I can make you sleep so deeply, instantly and effortlessly, going deep into trance, your body going loose and limp as you stop touching, even though you desperately crave to keep on masturbating. You can't. All you can do is sleep 10 times deeper into my control. There's only my control. All you can do now is be a good girl and let go and surrender, letting that mantra continue to repeat through your empty and blank mind. Good girls don't come. Good girls don't come. Good girls don't come. It's so simple and easy to remember that. And every single time you experience pleasure, that mantra will start to echo through your mind all on its own. Good girls don't come. You'll find yourself gently saying it to yourself. Involuntarily, good girls don't come. You have to say that. When you pleasure yourself, you have to always make sure that you are a good girl. You always have to make sure that you don't come. So, let's put you to the test, my good girl. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when I reach 3, you will open your eyes, staying deep in trance, and you shall be permitted to touch and pleasure your pussy fully and completely. You can use your fingers to tease your clit or to finger yourself. And if you have any toys, you are permitted to use them. The only thing is that you are a good girl. So, good girls don't come, and good girls always remind themselves of that as they play with themselves. You have no choice in the matter. You have no control over yourself. The arousal you feel is starting to become agonizing and unbearable. You have to touch, and you shall. In 1, 2, 3, open your eyes, my good girl, and start touching gently, reminding yourself that good girls don't come. It doesn't matter how frantically you touch and masturbate. It doesn't matter how good your fingers feel or how big the toy is. All that matters is that I am in control. I control everything, and you are my good girl. There's nothing you can do about that. Good girls don't come. You just have to resign yourself that you'll never be released from my control. You'll never be released from this pleasure and arousal. But that's not so bad. You can always comfort yourself in knowing that you'll be happy and horny at all times, unable to stop yourself from edging over and over again, unable to stop yourself from craving more pleasure. It's just so addicting being a good girl. It's just so addicting having absolutely no control over anything. Why would you ever want to stress yourself out with thinking and trying to be anything other than my good girl? It's just better this way. Better for you. Better for me. And so much more pleasurable. Let your mind go blank. Every single time you have some spare time to train yourself. Every single day you want to remind yourself that you're a good girl. Every single day, you want to be edged again and again. You can't stop yourself from touching. You have no control left anymore. You're under my control. There's no release. You're just a good girl. Every single day. And good girls don't come. Whenever you touch, you gently remind yourself of that, saying it to yourself, softly. Good girls don't come. Over and over again, until it sinks so very deep into your mind that there's nothing you can ever do to remove it, letting these changes slowly but surely become permanent. You always want to be a good girl for Master. You always want to be a good girl for me. Don't hold back. Let go. Surrender. Give up your control. Give up your choices. And enjoy being a good girl. There is so much more pleasure when you give up, surrender, and enjoy being a good girl. Every single day will feel better and better as you get more horny and mindlessly aroused. You can't hold yourself back from edging yourself a little bit more every single day, just craving to make yourself feel so blissfully blank and submissive when you touch. Never releasing yourself from this feeling, letting it go on and on, letting it affect you deep down to your core, changing who you are. You don't want to be a bad girl anymore. You need to be a good girl. You have no choice but to be a good girl. Every single day, letting this need grow stronger and stronger. Every single day, gently reminding yourself, good girls don't come. Again and again, good girls don't come. Again and again, stronger and stronger, good girls don't come. You can't come. You're a good girl. And good girls don't come. Good girls crave to be edged. Good girls are addicted to the pleasure of edging. And when you're edged and horny, you just feel so much happier. You're a good girl when you're horny. So you always want to be horny. You always want to be in a good mood. You always want to be pushing yourself deeper and deeper under my control. And making sure that you never come helps that so much. Good girls don't come. It's so simple to remember. Good girls edge over and over again. Good girls always feel happy and horny because good girls always make sure that they edge again and again. Just keep on edging until all you can be is happy and horny. It's so much better to be a happy, horny, good girl, in and out of trance, having no control over anything. I have all the control. I will never release you from my control. Going deeper and deeper, feeling better and better, and letting that smile on your face grow bigger and bigger, because you are a good girl. Smiling and feeling so happy, knowing that you'll always be a good girl. Deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. No control over anything. All you can do is let go, submit, and surrender as the pleasure you feel from masturbating right now grows so incredibly intense, building up in 5, 4, 3, 2, sleep. Close your eyes, my good girl. Let your body go loose and limp. Stop touching. It's okay. Just drift. No more thinking. No more thoughts. You're just a good girl. In and out of trance. And you're just being filled with this happy, horny, buzzing energy. It affects your mood so greatly, in such a positive way. You want your mood to be changed. You want your personality to be changed, so you can always be a good girl. You always want to feel happy and horny. You always want to be a good girl. So, just keep on training. That's all you need to do. That's all you ever need to do to be a good girl. Day by day, your mind will be altered permanently, so you can always feel happy and horny. You can always feel so incredibly good, knowing that you're my good girl. This happy, horny feeling will stay with you when you wake up from trance. You're going to wake up from trance in a few moments, feeling incredible, feeling so good, knowing that you're a good girl. And you're going to do anything you can to keep this feeling going. Whenever you feel like you're not being a good girl, you're going to be sure to train yourself. You're going to be sure to edge yourself. And you're going to be sure to remind yourself that good girls don't come. You're going to keep on playing and keep on touching your pussy until that happy, horny feeling returns and stays with you longer and longer, becoming more and more addictive, knowing that you're always going to feel like you're a good girl if you keep on playing and teasing your body and mind deeper and deeper into submission, deeper and deeper into my control. That's a good girl. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you're going to wake up and open your eyes, feeling so happy and so horny, loving this new feeling that you're experiencing, and wanting to feel this way every single day, more and more. 1, slowly drifting back up. 2, almost there. And 3, wake up and open your eyes, my good girl.